Hi everybody, I hope you're all doing fine on this wonderful day. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim chapter 97. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. We continue in the chapters written by Moshe Rabbeinu. This one has 12 psukim in it. Moshe wrote this one to strengthen the hearts of Yisrael not to give up on the ultimate redemption. In the future, Hashem will be the king of the entire earth. At that time, it will be revealed to all earth's inhabitants, Hashem is one. The Minchas Shai notes, although these chapters use the past tense word of malach, indicating Hashem was king, it still really means the future, because often we find prophecy written in the past tense, but really referring to the future times. Okay, now for the parak summary. The chapter opens with a proclamation that will be said when Mashiach comes, Hashem is king, therefore the entire earth should be happy. The author describes Hashem's omnipotence. He's surrounded by clouds and mist. Truth and justice make up the fabric of his throne. He lights up the world with lightning. Earth and mountains tremble and melt before him. The truth of God's righteousness is apparent in the heavens and celestial worlds. The heavenly forces subjugate themselves to the oneness of Hashem. This simultaneously renders all false gods fake. In other words, when the true inside-out godly paradigm of how the world works and always was working according to is revealed to the world, that simultaneously invalidates all the other false paradigms in which people thought the world worked in. Simply said, by knowing what's true, you automatically know what's not true. Moving on in the perek, Tzion will be happy in hearing the good news, and all of Yerushalayim will celebrate. The perek ends by stating, Ohev Hashem Sinura, lovers of God should hate evil. Hashem protects the people who try to do His will by keeping His Torah. Therefore, people who serve Hashem should rejoice and have what to be happy about. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 7, it says, Harim kidonag numasum lifnei Hashem, lifnei Adon kol aretz. Mountains melt like wax before God, before the master of all earth. The classic question over here is, how will the mountains melt like wax? So the Baal Shem Tov in Keser Shem Tov, lesson 139, explains, your mountains are referring to the emotions of love and fear. When these two emotions are disconnected from God, they begin to melt away and be scattered in all different directions with no boundaries. This causes people to either split their emotions into black and white, good and bad, or to only love things that bring you pleasure and despise emotions that bring you pain. Just to expound on this, when you realize there's one single source, God, behind all your emotions, good and bad, you start to see the deeper underlining pinning of your experience of life. You stop running from your feelings because you see they're all rooted in God at their source. You start to see past the duality of life and start seeing a deeper order of oneness behind your life. Spiritually and psychologically speaking, when you see things this way, you start to understand there's no way you ought to be feeling or any particular way you should be feeling. No feeling becomes good or bad because they're all rooted in God. This way, you're free to experience and feel the entire gamut of human emotions and move seamlessly between all feelings because you're rooted in the deeper center point of where all human experience emanates from, which is God. This is the true paradigm in which the world always was and will be functioning according to. Whether realized or not, that's the truth of how it all works. Let us merit not to split our experience of God and see the oneness behind life. To deeply and insightfully realize, Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz, Hashem is king of all earth. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.